KSLR News. I'm John Scott. Thousands of California parents rallied outside the state capitol building in Sacramento Tuesday to oppose Assembly Bill 495, legislation which would allow anyone to download an online form and remove children from public schools or daycare centers. The outpouring of citizen action was organized by Pastor Jack Hibbs of the Calvary Chapel Chino Hills Church. During the rally, he spoke with Sacramento radio station AM 1380, The Answer.
You can go back to school that evening to pick up your kid. They won't be there. And listen to this. The school has no obligation whatsoever to tell you, the parent, who took your kid. Where are they? Who was it? They don't have to tell. This has got to stop. This state is out of control. And these wonderful people here by the thousands are holding Newsom accountable to what he does with this bill. We're asking him to veto the bill.
The controversial legislation, AB 495, has now been referred back to committee for further study. Hurricane Aaron strengthening again, and forecasters say it could re-intensify into a major hurricane. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orvick.
You look at some of these beach cams, and they may not, the waves may not look terrible. They're not like ginormous waves that are going over everyone's heads or boats, but they're rough. So I think a lot of times people underestimate the severity of the waves. They may not look exactly visually dangerous, but when you get out into them, they can be very dangerous.
Aaron expected to peak over the next 48 hours. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is watching two more clusters of storms to the east of Aaron. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 40 points. The NASDAQ is down 221. This is SRN News. A new warning about assisted suicide.
It comes in the form of a chilling article in The Atlantic by Elena Calabro entitled, Canada is Killing Itself. The lengthy expose of the Canadian euthanasia system points out that since its legalization in 2016, the government has expanded it to include more and more groups of people, including those who are not terminally ill. And the numbers are increasing so fast the medical system is having a hard time keeping up with demand. Minors may soon be included. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group of Jewish organizations urging America's colleges and universities to tackle anti-Semitism, even as students are beginning to return for the fall semester. The Anti-Defamation League, the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, Hillel International, and the Jewish Federation of North America, offering some tips for how schools can make the campus more welcoming for Jewish students. This is SRN News. The border wall between the U.S. and Mexico is getting a new paint job.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the entire southern border wall is being painted black. She credits President Trump with the idea. Noem says the paint job will further deter illegal immigration because the black paint will make the wall hotter and therefore harder to climb. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Mike Banks adds the paint will also deter rust. Noem made the announcement during a visit to a portion of the wall in New Mexico, where she picked up a roller brush to help with the painting. Building the wall was a key focus of Trump's first term, and Homeland Security is receiving $46 billion to complete it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Kansas State fans have high hopes for quarterback Avery Johnson. As the Wildcats prepare to open the season against Iowa State, that will be Saturday in Dublin, Ireland. More details at srnnews.com.